Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 6:17, Pretoria 8:19, and Mbombela 12:21.
Big issues on the Ekurhuleni side of Gauteng in Kempton Park. There's been a truck accident on the R21 North at the Voortrekker Road exit. There is currently no access to Voortrekker Road because the ramp from the R21 North is closed, and an accident in Boksburg on the N12 West on the off-ramp to the R21 highway.
Rassie Rasmus named Siya Kolisi as the captain for the Ireland Test matches, and the Vodacom Bulls confirmed the signing of former Springbok Apiwe Janti.
The Independent Electoral Commission says Umkhonto Sizwe party has failed to produce any credible or admissible evidence to support its vote rigging claims. The commission submitted an answer affidavit to the electoral court signed by the Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mabolo. It was responding to an application by the MK party challenging the validity of this year's election results. But what is this all about? Anastasi Mokhobu explains.
The IEC has asked the Electoral Court to dismiss the MK Party's application, which it says failed to comply with Section 55 of the Electoral Act. The Act states that appeals against election results must be made within 3 days of the declaration of the results. The MK Party only filed their application 2 weeks later without providing any reasons for the delay. It claims that over 9.3 million votes were unaccounted for. However, the IEC says the MK Party misrepresented the actual election data and results and asked the court to dismiss the application with cause. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
SANDF spokesperson Siphiwe Dlamini meanwhile confirmed that 2 soldiers died and 20 were injured in Sake in the eastern part of Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows a mortar attack on their base camp.
Families of the 2 members who lost their lives have been informed, and all procedures and processes to bring them home are in process.
Defence analyst and former DA MP Kwebis Marais says lacking funding and inadequate equipment are some of the reasons the country's soldiers suffer in war attacks. The Defence Force is there as part of the Southern African Development Community's force to stand in for the United Nations peacekeeping mission that withdrew from the area.
The resources and the support to our soldiers are simply not up to scratch. M23 and the other rebels are using very much advanced technology and ammunition. This is clearly an indication that we are treading on dangerous grounds.
Then to Kenya, where the death toll of yesterday's protests against tax increases has risen to 13. Heavy security has been deployed around the parliament in Nairobi today after protesters stormed the building yesterday, setting parts of it ablaze and leaving extensive damage behind. Here is what some of the people had to say.
The parliament belongs to the people. So at the end of the day, he must come and talk to the people. 2027, he'll need the same people to go to campaign to them.
The finance bill has caused a lot of losses, as you see, a lot of destruction, and people have really lost their businesses.
I think it will feel more violence. People are very angry. People are bitter.
President William Ruto, who briefed the media earlier, says he listened.
On the continuing conversation around the content of the finance bill 2024, and listening keenly to the people of Kenya, who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this finance bill 2024, I concede.
And finally, South African scientists injected radioactive material into live rhino horns yesterday to make them easier to detect at border posts. I'm Marlene Frischia. More news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.